Bechtel has been one of the major players in Iraq, receiving more than $2 billion since 2003 to evaluate and rebuild Iraq's roads, power plants, and government buildings. Since then, 52 Bechtel employees have been killed and 49 have been wounded. Although many lucrative projects remain, the increasing violence has forced many private contractors to evaluate the risks. Kenneth Kurtz is the head of a private U.S. security firm operating in Iraq.
Many clients are at this time really assessing risk versus reward. So clients are making the decision whether or not this is worthwhile to even complete the existing projects they have.
Many are choosing not to, saying the escalation of bombings and kidnappings has driven up costs and made it impossible in some cases to finish the work. As a result, Stanford University political science professor Michael McFaul says U.S. efforts to provide Iraqis with the basic necessities have faltered.
Basic infrastructure building has stopped, and so what you accomplished in the first couple of years, you haven't seen any more incremental progress in any of the major dimensions of economic restructuring.
A classified document prepared by the U.S. Central Command shows why. The leaked Civil Conflict Index, published in the New York Times, portrays Iraq as a country sliding towards chaos, with violence at an all-time high and spreading. But White House Press Secretary Tony Snow says the snapshot does not show the complete picture. President Bush gave his own assessment in a recent speech.
We're winning and we will win, unless we leave before the job is done. And the crucial battle right now is Iraq.
The U.S. government has spent an estimated $18 billion to rebuild Iraq. Nizar Al-Sayed at the Center for Middle Eastern Studies says, unfortunately, there's not much to show for it.
No, absolutely not. I don't think we can say in any way that we have succeeded in rebuilding Iraq.
But Bechtel says its work is done. Of 99 government projects, Bechtel says the company has completed all but two projects because of security problems. Analysts say if the situation worsens, more contractors might be tempted to leave Iraq. Millar Sega, VOA News.